reading this gospel, you immediately ask the question, if his holy mother, the mother of God, the Immaculate Conception, was standing outside and Jesus is pure kindness, why does he treat her this way? Why does he, it's almost a slight. Because in the very same gospel, this is Luke's gospel, chapter 8, chapter 1, the very same gospel says, blessed is she who believed the word of God to her would be fulfilled. In other words, Luke is inferring indirectly that Mary is the mother of Jesus not only by biology, but by faith, by exactly this description. She is the most perfect fulfillment of the description that Jesus gives, but he doesn't connect the dots. Similarly, in the first reading, it says the hand of the king is in the heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord. If you line up all the government leaders of human history, I think your response would be, ew, that all of those leaders are in the hand of God. You wouldn't connect the dots that human history is ultimately guided by God, that God is the protagonist, the primary actor, and the goal of history because of all the evil in it. And this similarly, for the same reason, Jesus often said to people, do not tell people who I am. It's called a messianic secret. He didn't want people to know who he is because he doesn't want to connect the dots. He wants to leave that to you. And that's the mystery of our freedom, that we are the ones that have to choose the Holy Mother of God, that she is who we believe she's to be. And we have to choose God. We can't, he is not going to package it and process it and give us the conclusion, because in coming to that conclusion, we are making a decision. And that decision belongs to every human heart. You have to choose God or yourself. You have to choose heaven or hell. That's the reality that we face. In the past 150, maybe 200 years, there's a wonderful gift that the church has been given that more and more is the consecration to Our Lady. This is the most perfect response to connect these dots, to activate human freedom, to ask God to help us come to this conclusion in a quick, easy, and sure way. So we ask this scripture, we ask that God would fulfill this scripture in our hearts, not only by connecting the dots for us, but also helping us many times every day to choose God by choosing God's Mother. May the prayers of the Immaculate Virgin Mary help us to do this with joy and hope.